Rishus Avi Mari, the Heilig Zayda. Start with the Sugi of Chazaro and the Sugi of Enim Eskavin. We have a Mishnah and Daf of Gimel that brings down someone who's Chayrish, Kolshu is Chayiv. Then there are three cases. There's one, a case of Malakid Eitzim, a second case of Malakid Eselvin, a third case in the Gemara, bring down a Brisa, Tolus Olshin. The Gemara says that there are four different Shurim that comes out. If a case of Lachila is Kegregoris, this case of Lebehemo is Kemole Pigdi, a case of Lehesek, the Shir is Kleil Bashal Beitzel. However, if Sliyapa is a Karko, then you'll even Isim Chayush Kolshu. The simple reading of the Mishnah is, when you're not doing a liapa as a karko, the shiurim on the gay either to if it's connected to the mloch of kreitzer, if it's disconnected to the mloch of ma'amru, have a liapa as a karko, then the gay is koshu mitzav the sugyo chayrish. Correct the Gemara, in all these cases, circle, so if at the end of the day you're being miapa as a karko. The Gemara has two tirutzim. The first test, the Gemara ba'agim shanu. We're talking about a swamp, and therefore it's not being miapa as a karko. Tosis does point out that answers to the Braiso does not answer to the Mishnah, and therefore one say discussing the Mishnah by Ilan Yavish. And the Gemara goes on further, bringing down the Bayis Teretz, the case of here of Lo Miskavin, he has no kavana for it. In fact, the Gemara, Bayev Rava, Omer Tavayu, Moed of Shimon, by case of Segration of Layomos Yechayim, the Gemara answers, Le Tzricho, the Ka'ovid, Ba'ar, the Chavri. Since he did it in his friend's field, therefore he not chay for it. Building upon this, we have to go to the lochas, the Dov Shem Eskavin, will come down from our sugyo, and a lot of things with Chlolius. First, Dov Shem Eskavin, with added case of psik ratio. That's Machlikis, with Chlolius, Rav Huda, and Rav Shimon, if a person is mutter or not mutter. La locha, we saw the Machabin, Simon Shin Lam Zayin, discusses the classic example of someone takes a mita, kisa, vesafsal, someone takes a bench chair, or a case of a bed from place to place. Whether it's gadol or it's cotton, since over there it's not psik ratio, you have no kavanah to make a charitz l'maisis mutter. That means number one, we pass like a shimon, dov v'shem eskavin without a psik ratio is mutter. Number two, now sugya, we shouldn't bring down the concept of melacha shein tzrichel gufay. That also is machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. There Reb Yehuda holds yechayiv, Reb Shimon holds his potter aval aser. The Meister had a paskin machlekes among the Rishonim. The Rambam says we pass like Reb Yehuda, melacha shein tzrichel gufay is chayiv. However, Roy Vishayim, and the words of Mishnah Brewer is Roy Poiskim, Paskin like of Shimon, that Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is a Din D'Rabbanan. Now, the simple question is, what is Dov Shem Eskavin, and what is Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay? So, the basic understanding is how it's brought down in the Kesef Mishnah, in Perek Aleph Lacha Zayin, quoting Matzasi Kosev, Ben Avram Achosid, quoting his father, the Rambam. The basic difference is one is what, and one is why. Meaning, the gate to Dov Shem Eskavin, you ask a person, what are you doing? You take your bench one place to another. That is what I am doing. There's a David study here, what's happening, you're making chritz. But what am I doing? I'm not doing the malacha. What? I'm doing be'etzem pulis heter, the David study over here. Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, the classic example, the Gemara discusses, Achayf Guma, Ve'intzach El Afaroi, in the case there is no kilkul. Over there, you are doing the malacha. Why are you doing the melacha? That's different. You're not doing mitzad is tachlis. Not doing mitzad. You want the hole over here. Not doing mitzad the tachlis of the mishkan over here. Since over here the difference is why you're doing. You ask a person what you're doing. I'm doing the melacha. But now if it's tachlis, the tachlis of the mishkan, the why is different. That's called melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. So again, Dov Shem Eskavin is what am I doing? Pulas heter the David study. Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is I'm doing the melacha, but why not for its tachlis or the tachlis of the Mishkan? Third thing comes out from our sugya. Some of the cases of Dov Shein Eskavin was the psik ratio d'nichalei. That's basically the havmina of our Gemara before it gets to Maskana. Points out the Mefarshim, Pashas of our sugya is the din d'raiso. We're going back on the braiso of the Mishnah, it says chayiv. The Gemara says, Aya bayiv rova omer tavayu, your person is chayiv by psik ratio. So we see by psikration nichle, the loch is the person is chayiv din deraiso. Number four, let's say you have a case of psikratio, but a sub psikratio. Bir adover. A person usually, when taking the bench one place to another, the metzias is what's going to happen is a suffix. One time yeah, two times so, next time yeah, time after is maybe yeah, we're not sure it goes back and forth. The suffix is what's going to go happen. It's a suffix in the ostad in the future. But let's say you have a case over here, they have a box. That might have flies inside of it, a small box. It's a suffix in the past, what is there? Lashon the Pesukim can call it like a sufik ratio, it's a sufik, in Lashon over in the past. That means what's going to go happen over here is 100% of the time is going to happen. If it flies, it's always going to be tzedor. The no flies, it never be tzedor. So there's a psik ratio of not knowing the information over here, Lashon over. It's a sufik if it's going to happen or not. Sub psik ratio, Lashon over. So what's the halacha in that case? The Bialacha starts with saying, Api Svaro, if it's a case of, let's say, Mininitza, the case of Deraiso, it's a Suffolk in a Deraiso. Suffolk Deraiso Lachumro. That's what he wants to say. Mash Enki, by case of the Rabbanans, by the case of flies itself, is only in a Mininitza, it'll be Mutter. Then if he wants to say the Loch of Suffolk Segration Shavar, has a Klalik all Sekis Beklalius. He goes on further and says, no, according to Taz, he brings a Rai from a Ramban, a Meiri, that we have a Sugyan Shabbos and Daphim Aleph. Discussing when a person has a kli for the first time, not sure if it was for the first time, you had to solidify the kli. The what you go do, you put cold water after you put in hot water, and it makes the kli as strong as makar patish. The Gemara comes out very clear that you let it go do this. In fact, we showing them why. Why let it have a subject of solidifying the kli? It's a shell over here of doing a mlach over here. Why is it mutter? It says the Rabban of the Miri, because the person does not know the metzias and whether kli already was mitzuref. I do not know if it already was mitzuref. There's no malacha being done over here. If it was not being mitzuref, you're doing it right now. You're doing the malacha right now. It was basically a case of sub psik ratio lishovar. So we see clearly from the Rishonim that even the case of deraisa makar patish, the mice is still in smutter. Clear from the Rishonim. Therefore, the maskon of the bialacha is even by case of deraisas, also a person can be mekel. They point out that the case over here of being mitzuref. Number one is a case of Nichalei. Avad is good for the Kli. And number two, it says, even it gets a case of a Chazakah. The Chazakah was, it was not solidified. You're coming to solidify it. Therefore, practically, Lechura, personally, he knows, my line of refrigerator, maybe I should, I do it every Shabbos. I come home, and like, I don't know if I put on the Shabbos mode or not. Can I open up the door? Well, if you do not put on the Shabbos mode, the light will go on 100% of the time. If you, even let's say it's a case of the ISO, won't make a difference. If you did not, if you put on the Shabbos mode, the light will never go on. That's a sub-sik racial shavar. A gamas dichle, gamas dichazaka maybe. The mice should be mutter. Building upon this, you can say the same yisoid. Why not? Numis from Watain and a gay telling a 2-year-old kid to open up the refrigerator door, and you know the light's on. I know the light's on, but I tell him to go open it. Even sad, I want it for myself, not for him. For him, it's Ein Miskaven. Mice, they said up-sik racial, I do not know what's going to go happen. Mitzad the kid, he thinks the light's on constantly. His lack of knowledge, there's no over here, the idea of kavana, and therefore build upon the same yisoid of sub-psik ratio's mutter, you can tell a 2-year-old to go do a malacha that's in miskaven with a psik ratio.
Bottom line, Austin and Nova are the same
malacha. The Austin by psik ratio is also. The Ovar will be mut like Dovshe miskaven. It's a kula. We're giving it a get of Ein Miskaven, not giving it a get of psik ratio.
Is that a Yad Erechta?
By your child? If you hold his hand, it's Yad Erechta. If you come and go do it, he's doing it. A fifth klal over here. When a case of Dorshe Miskaven, by psik ratio, the loch is chayiv. What happens if something is kamap psik ratio? So you have a Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chof discussing Yavanera, Achre Adelas. Come sometimes by Hanukkah, the person opens up the door, and miyad, the window can blow out the candle. The Gemara brings down the loytel or Rav gave a klolo, if a person wants to say it's mutter, and the pashto of the sugi is a psik ratio to blow out the candles. Loshim Mechabim, he brings it down the simon Rish Ayin Zayin, he says it's Shema, I might blow out the candles. In fact, the place of Shabbos, how can the Mechabim say Shema? The Gemara says it's a case of psik ratio. So it explains the Bialacha, according to Mashon the Sugyo, that the side of Lo Rav, Gebetim, not for sure is going to happen, is curve the psik ratio. Since the curve of the psik ratio is a get of the psik ratio, and for this reason, the mice can be machmer. Ke'in Zer, we saw the end of Simon Shin Yudalad, taking the knife out of the chovis, a knife out of the karko, the words of the Mishnah Brua, according to the Chumash Hadeshin, is kemap psik ratio. It's giving the get of psik ratio. So you see the idea of curl psik ratio, kmap psik ratio, has halacha like a psik ratio. A sixth klal. We're saying over here the loch of Shabbos Kam, segregation is also. What about the Gerta Agoy? The loch in Simon Reishayin Zayin, a case of a person forgot and left his Nera on top of the table, on the Tavla, and he wants to go move it. The Gemara says, Ramah says, he goes shake off from the Tavla of the Nera to a case of a Agoy. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, and before that way also Magar Ram and Simon Shiyadal, the end of Sivkot and Hay. He says the reason why it's mutter, because by segregation by Agoy is mutter. The simple understanding is that mirror that you're telling the guy is pulas heter. You're telling him to do a pulas heter of Dom Shem Eskavin. He is the end of doing a psik ratio of the pulas iser. That's mitzad himself, not mitzad you. And therefore, psik ratio by guy is mutter. The way how Moshe brings down practical aloch lamaisin or chayim chel pei simus amaches. You forgot the light bulb on in your refrigerator. He says, go tell a guy with your mouth to go open up a refrigerator door. A refrigerator door is Dov Shem Eskavin. It's a psikration of whether to rise to Rabbanu will not make a difference. Telling Goy to Moloch a psikration on Shabbos is mutter. Moshe says, then says, how well do you close the door? Can you close it? How can you open it again? He says, that's opening it. Psikration by Goy, the mice is mutter. Even though it's Nichlai. Yeah, psikration by Goy is mutter. A seventh klal. Let's say a person can do this pula without a psikration. That means the mechab brings down the simon shilam and zayin. You have a heavy bench over here. Ben godol, ben koton. Aloch is its mutter. Let's say it's very, very heavy. And you know for sure it can make a charitz. Says Rav Yo, but since you could have picked it up with your friends, I got me dragged on the floor. Since it's shaykh to do it in a situation that's not psik ratio, Gami did it in an action of psik ratio, has he get up ein meskavin? Come along, the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magar Avraham, to argue with this yisoid. We look at the circle side, how you did it. At the end of the day, you did it on the floor, and the matzah you did it is a case of psik ratio. Therefore, as a get of psik ratio. I'd count the case of nichleis. Now go to the cases of loy nichlei. The eighth klal, a case of psik ratio de loy nichlei, is machlekes in the Aruch, verse Tosis, on the ground after Gimel and Aleph. The way how we come along to Paskin is that we have again an Aruch that says it's mutter. That's the sugya ar de chavrei. We have twice one saying that's not pshat. More saying ar de chavrei is a case that's osir. And look, when it's your own field, the case it's chayiv. Come on, the mechabed simon shidchof and sifyud ches. And he says over there that when a person has the sugya and ksubas davov musachayet and zaisel, you have a chovis, you have a shmata. You want to push in the shmata that has liquid inside. The liquid will come out and go on the floor with no plate underneath it. Vachlois among the rishonim aruch v'shtoishes is that mutter is that osir inside the sugya of schito. Machaber starts over the shita, the aruch lemaisitz mutter. He says for chol kulav. We disagree. We say in isser derabon over here. Avad is not deraisa. It's lanichalei. That's our sugya. For chol kulav, we disagree. He goes up further the machaber and trying to defend the minig in certain cases and why it's miyuchad in that case. Why do we makel? But for klolis, the machaber says we paskin arad dechavei or even isser derabon. Now this halacha, machlokes aruch v'shtoishes is negated Shabbos. What about negated Shai Yisurim? So the Olam saw Pashas Ma'avucha among the Rishonim had to understand it. Toishes by us wants to be get right in the case of Mila. Someone has a Tsaras on the Mila, a case of Shai Yisurim. Other Rishonim say it's not right by Shai Yisurim. The way the Mishmua Paskin is calling the Rosh in Perek Yudalit, that by Shai Yisurim there is no machlokes, and everyone agrees Sai, the Hoysus, and Sai the Aruch, will even Issa the Rice over here. The 10th klal, let's say a person has a case of psik ratio of one drabbanon of loy nichalei. What's the loch in that case? So, come along the Mogavram and Simich Nidal Sukhan Hei, he brings down the Chuvah Zadeshin, and over there, Lecholopachus and his Havmino, he wants to say that a maisit's mutter. The Maskona is not clear what the Chuvah Zadeshin holds, the Taz over there in the Goyin says, calls his Osir, Mogavram wants to disagree. But Maisa Magavram himself wants to say whether that's so in the Havmino, solely the Halacha Maisa is not that way, he has six riders. How do we pass him in this case of one drabbanon? So go through each shita. First, the mechaber. The mechaber seems to say in Simon Shini Dal Sif Aleph, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have a case of a chovis. You're taking the knife out. A case of psikration, making it water. By the case of a chovis, the mechaber wants to be mekel. Case of a karko, he wants to be machmer. What is the havon behind it? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the case over here is one drabbanon. The case over there happens to be a case of loinichalei. Agam El Rabbi says maybe it's nichalei. And therefore, this seems clear from the Mechaber by one drabbanon, the mice is mutter. Black and white. The loch by Tzeveya, at Simichin Chof, by Siv Chof, over there, when a person, when he ate these tusim, these berries, If it's made tusim, it's upon his hand. Yesh lizor, tzorch lizor, says mechaber, not to wipe it on top of a mapo. Says the mishbu over there, what's the chiddush? He says, agamus enim eskavin. Agamus a case of situation to loinichlei. Agamus the one double of kilkol. Still, coming to the mechaber says tzorch lizor. They point out, l'chora, it's a serious mechaber. One time the mechaber is saying mutter. One time the mechaber is saying tzorch lizor. Losh yesh mishoimer. So the way how Yabi Oimer wants to answer, he wants to say be'ikd mechaber paskins medina it's mutter, but it's very easy to go wash your hands. Favos nisht. It's very neck, I'll get up, wash your hands, take off the tusim, remind of me hands, you should go do that. That means even though the mechaber sheet according to the Yabi Oimer, one do upon that's Mishmur says. It's going on the case of tusim. Mishmur says one.
No,
we don't count. The Psyria Lanichla, we don't count. That's always a cloud that we have to upon that.
In the case of the Chavis, that wasn't the Kun.
It is Drabonim. It's like it's mutter.
That was the one Drabonim in the case of the Chavis.
No, the Chavis itself, since it's a Kli. Kark is not a Kli. He has a case of a Kli.
So, even if it's a Drabonim, there is only two more?
I don't know what you mean. You mean in Psyria Lanichla? It's a plus one Drabonim. I don't know what you mean. One Drabonim with Psyria Lanichla plus one Drabonim. That look where we have a serious mechaber. The way the Abiya Omer wants to answer is that Etzim Medina it's mutter, but it's easy to go to. The Meister Kedai to be machmer. That's the mechaber shito. Lalocha for the Ashkenaz we have the Magavram. The Meister is very clear to argue the Shemus and he's machmer. Mishabura numerous times is coming to be machmer. However, we do have two Mishabura says the Meister to be mekel. One we have a case in Simushin Zayin discussing when a person has a bird inside his house, he can't get out. It's flying around in the sky over here inside his room. So it says the Mishabura, since it's very cold outside, according to Chayodom, therefore, since it's a bird, that situation, kinaka b'shri achas, it's a doshi emeskavim sequatio, deloy nichle, v'oid one drabonon kinaka b'shri achas, therefore, v'mokam tzar, a person of mice can be Michael. Another situation, Simon Shinchov Aleph, discussing a case of being lahashtun and going to the Sheretim, says the Mishabura on your own thing, upon your own offer over here, v'yam tzadim yavlosh, mashenkin on your chavis, tit over here, the mice be mutter. Why? Because for you, the mice is lo nichalei. Says Mishmur, why is it mutter? Makmat zarech. You have to go to the sheretim. So it comes out that even the Bnei Ashkenaz, who mice are machmer, makmat zab, makmat zarech, you can't be mekel. That means it's not that far machlokes Bnei Svar and Bnei Ashkenaz. It comes out that the Bnei Ashkenaz are saying a person should be machmer, makmat zarech, or makmat zarech can be mekel. And the way how the Bnei Svar is saying, it could be mekel, it's better to be machmer if you can. That means this is the starting point of where they're coming out from, is what the ikur is. But each one is saying, you have a right to take on the other shita a little bit. Next, klal, number 11. In the case of a person of sequestration, delin ichlei, b'mokim mitzvah. That means, kemlon tesvis, it calls the Aruch, wants to have two rayas, either the case of adasim, where you have berries on top of it with adasim apostle, you start eating the berries because you're hungry. Now the dasma kosher, umezalfa yaima gabi ishim by the case of the mizbeach, the case of lenichle, see two cases of lenichle. So the orach why that's mutter, and for toisus in ksubas navov not by us, and the rosh also perikud beis mitzvah shani. We have a cloud that even though psigresh lenichle is aser, however mokem mitzvah still needs to be a case that over here that's mutter. Now the local mice is brought down by the mishabu and some tof reishim involved. Over there, passing the halacha of mokem mitzvah is shani, and therefore, by any case of psikreshul and nichleis, mokem mitzvah is mutter. Now, there is a shaila: is it only by case of also a drabonim, or only by even by case of deraiso? Once he's saying goodbye, that means when you read the Rosh Boss, it sounds like by deraiso. The case of mezalfa yena gabi ishin is a case of deraiso. Sounds like saying mitzvah shani toisu the cholpok is by deraiso. However, the locho is not that simple. They set up by the rice. So the case of adasim kibeg by us on the magavrom by simin shini dalts and kon hey says the case of adasim is the only case of drabonim, and therefore maybe the locho they only took on this din only negeya to make a mokum mitzvah by case of drabonim, because we do have other tursim to answer the case of adasim. Case of us gives another teresa three tursim over here. That's the case of only taking drabonim says the kibeg by us and shini dalts. No, that, again, no. Psikresh l'nichlei. We don't count that. The drabonim is the fixing of the dasim is only the drabonim, and that's why Kivayge said that being a right against the Chumash Tadashen from Tosis said mokem mitzvah shani by drabonim. So we're calling it a case drabonim. That's the right lechora. That's the case of shari sur. No melachos shen tibul from mizalfayin. Right, that's the Shari Surim. So Vada Shari Surim has to be a case of Duraiso. Now, La Locha, that's the question. How do we take it down La Locha? Not clear among the Sfarim how to take it. The other day, discuss. Open it up, let's say, refrigerator door. And you have a spotlight going inside the refrigerator, so don't gain at all from the light. So open the refrigerator door, Mok Mitzvah, can you do for the food on Shabbos? So they say, if you want to be set up Mokim Duraiso to open up the door, start clearing. But do Bashinoi. So you have Mishnah Brot Tafresh Menbov. Shina is the Rabbanon. Actually, open the refrigerator door, not a problem. What? I said, if you have a spotlight, in case of Lenichalei. The food for Shabbos, Mokum Mitzvah. Yes, you need the wine for Shabbos. The wine for Shabbos, Mokum Mitzvah. Cake? My wife's cake, your wife's cake. So next call, the 12th call, negate a psych ratio by two Rabbanons. Now, Simon Shin Chof Hei on Sef Yud, Mishmur brings down, there's a heter of Mokum Mitzvah by case of earning Shabbos, and it makes several levels what's considered in the cloud of earning Shabbos. He gets involved, what's the ikasudo, what's the chalagedo of a side dish, what's the coleslaw, what is that? He has three levels over there, so I didn't show him the levels. He actually puts beer on the higher levels, but I don't know if that's true as mine as it.
Refrigerator door is always, there is such a thing called a
shinoi. If you open up with your foot,
it's called a shinoi. The light that goes on is always
going to
happen no matter which way you do it.
I don't care. The shinoi and the person opening it, right? Sniffle or pile, and why is the person opening it? We go like Abinazer, that either shinoi is what it works on Shabbos. Now, psych ratio by two Rabbanans are like two Rabbanans. So, first, there's a clear Amah and Simishita Zain on Sef Gimel. He said over there, by the case of a small box, the Maisa, he wants to ask for it. Masha Enkin, a case of a big box, Muduik, that a person can open up this, close this box over that flies inside of it. Now the question is, why is it motor? He says the Mishabuan explains very clearly the Shari Tzion. It's a case of two Rabbanans. The fact that the Zeruvim, the flies, you do not want to eat the meat of the flies or the skin of the flies, it's called Enimini inside. You cannot get the flies, B'Shchia Achaz, inside this big box. Then if you have two Rabbanans, besides B'Sik Reisha, therefore, it's mutter. Now, when you learn the sugya over there, it's not clear discussing nichalei or loy nichalei. Maybe it's being makel even in the case of nichalei. And there is a hard sugya that don't want to say in the case of nichalei. The Maaseh, the Mishabu, and Simon Shin Laman Zayin, the Sharetzi and Sivkot and Beis, he writes over there, what is the case in Shin Tez Zayin, by the case of flies? He writes the case of loy nichalei. So therefore, let's leave the case over here we're discussing right now, two Rabbanans, a case of loy nichalei. Again, we can argue the point. Maybe the Bialoch says not the way. Let's leave it that case over here by the flies in the box, that the big box is a case of loy nichalei. What's the loch of segregation of the loy nichalei by two Rabbanans? So the lechura comes out, we have five separate makaris, two lekula and three lechumra. First, we have this Ramah over here, a saying, Pashas of the Diak Ramah, it's saying only by a small box, but big box of Mishmur, the mice is mutter. Why? It's loy nichalei. It's a case in the refrigerator, you don't want flies there inside, not a garbage bag. So you don't want the flies, it can't get Mishkir Achas, not mean nitzoid, the mice is mutter. Aleph, one makar. The second makar, the makar Raman, Simon Shin Yudalis of Kanhei, he wants to come along to argue with the case of the Chavis taking the knife out. He says, why in the world is the Ramah coming to be Machmer? We have a clear Gemara. The Gemara by Mudim and Simon Kuf Yud Gimel that says a case over there taking the Mudim out of the ground is Kilkul and Kalachayad to make the hole inside the ground. The only reason why to be Mach over there is Shemi Yashri Gumois, otherwise, two Domans the Maisa should be Makel. It's a Kilkul Gemara, Kilkul Achayad is Mutter. So we have Ramos doing that way, and Makavam says we have a Gemara that says the Maisa is Mutter by a case of Lenichle, two Domans. Atzad Hasheni, we have three Makoris Vakert. One, we have the Sharetin and Simon Shinlam and Zayin Simkot Beis. Over there, discussing the halacha of the Mechaveh says when a person has a case of a bench going one place to another, ben godel, ben cotton, the halacha is mutters ain't miskavin. Says the Mishabu, I have a gedolim b'yosa, but it's very, 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 very heavy. A case of secretia. So over there, it's going to be osur. Speaks out the Mishabu, and therefore, what happened in the case where the place is mutzuf, and other places are not mutzuf? We should be etzmi geizer, a situation even where there is not going to make a chritz, but would have made a chritz, a guy putting upon a tall floor here, of geizer merutzuf or to any merutzuf. Said the Sharetzion, but let's say the whole entire year is merutzuf. Therefore, he says, let's analyze this situation over here. The person takes a bench one place to another. Is this the way how you make a chritz? No, it's klachayat. The ground itself is a kilkel, ruins the ground, it's not good for it. It's two drabbonans. And Be'etzim, I should be makel like a worker, should have Zayin already to be makel. However, someone reasonable be machmer. But we mesamech upon that in the case of merutzif, the kolir, not be geizer, other cases ain't a merutzif. That means the kennel that says, but etzma should be mekel, but I'm not. Doesn't say why. And therefore, two avos is osir, but I'll be stomach upon that, mitzalik zeh shvoy, on tall floors, the mice is mutter. But the mice came out to be machmer, even in case where there are no tiles over there. Another case, the simon shin lam zayin, on the lochan sepeis, discussing a case over there of sweeping, either cleaning your beged, or sweeping the floor, using a case of kismin, a brush that has straw to it. Every time you brush, you're going to break off part of the straws over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Shai Tzion. Again, the case when you break off these straws over here, it ruins the brush. It's a kilkel. Also, that's not the way you break the bristles off. Don't do it with sweeping it. Usually do it with your hands. It's kalachayad. Kilkel kalachayad. But I already said it's if gotten based in the Shai Tzion, come look to me machmir. Therefore, here also, oslat chilak, try to be machmir and not to use this brush in the case of sick ratio. I mean, he said, I already asked it, which he didn't explain why. By kilkel achiyad, the mice come to be machmer. Another marmokum, the case of cake. Over there, we're discussing we have oisius on top of the cake. Says Ramon, simin shemem, sev gimel. The loch over there is a person cannot break it. The gamas ain miskaven. It's a case of segregation. You're breaking the letters over here. Come on, the dagma vava. He says I do not understand. It's three drabonans. Says ein mogav ram simin shidal sev katan hay. Beetim ein ramon simin shidal zayin. Because the dik ramon. Makavoma speaks it out black and white. And he says, number one, the case over here, when a person wants to erase ICS, what would you do? You'd smear it. What are you doing? You're cutting it. That's kalachayat. Number two, you're ruining the ICS case of kilkel. Number three, it's shloy amnas lechtoiv. We have three drabolans. A situation like nichloy. What? We'll get to that first. But Meissen says, the case of three drabolans. And therefore, why in the world are coming to be machmer over here? So you have to realize who's the Makarti Mekel? It's a more the case of Zvuvim. Who's the Makarti Machmer? The more the case of cakes. It's Ramo. He's the same person over here. Who's the Makarti Mekel? Magavoman Simon Shin Yudala by the case of Avamudim. Who seems to agree with Ramo and said by the case of ripping bags in Osir? It's Magavom in the Hilchos Yontif. Who's the one being Mekel over here? It's Mishnah Berurah and Simta Zayin. Who's being Machmer? Mishmur and Shin Lama Zayin and Shemem. They're all three on both sides over here. We have a question. Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings it down this point. He said in the Shai Tzion, I would have been Mekel or more Mekel than Mishnah and Zayin. Again, the Mishnah Berurah comes out to only two drabbans over here, not three. Because he understands Shlom and Aslichtov is a din that means I kill Kulshaboy. So we find he left two drabbans. It's Kilkul Kulachayad. But still, let's be Mekel over here. He says, but I'll be Mekel. Rock the piv derech achilo, to earning Shabbos to eat the cake. Then I'll be mekel. That means it comes out. Someone reason is machmer, but derech achilo I'll be mekel. You have to also realize we said already. But one rabbanon, Mishmur says you mekel b'makom tzar, you mekel b'makom atzarech, and you mekel b'makom mitzvah. That means you ask somebody what's the locha negated two rabbanons that avada is mutter, then the whole two rabbanons are big mavuchal and nichalei. But if you say it's mavucha, you don't say it's mutter mokum tsar, that's incorrect. Don't say mutter mokum tsarich, that's incorrect. Don't say it's mutter mokum achilo, that's incorrect. Mokum mitzvah is incorrect. That avada, those four avada mutter. Without those four, not clear what the Mishmur holds, not clear what the Mokavum holds, not clear what the Rama holds. 13th point in this sugya, until now discussing the words of lenichle. Lenichle means that I do not want it. What happens leichbislei? I don't care. It's not this way, not that way. It's powerful. So come along the Bialocho, and he brings out Tosis and says, clear from our sugyo, L'nichle le'ichbisle is the same thing. Our case over here is coming to Malakit Eitzim, or Tosh Ulshin. The Gemara says, the reason why, Yinan Chayiv, Ar de Chavre. You don't want your friend to have a Geshmak of Yield? I don't care my friend has a Geshmak of Yield. You have to know what type of friend he is. But me, you don't care, it seems over here. You don't care, and therefore it's still called Yinan Chayiv over here. So you see, lo yichbas lo nichle is the same level. Simon Shemem, the Mloch of Kaisim and Meichik. So the Machaber starts off with the idea of Meichik over here. And the Paiskim start off with the idea of the Rosh. It's a Perek Zayin in Sirtes, discussing what is the definition of Meichik. He has a Havimino, but Maskana is Meichik means to raise something to appear for Ksiva. Therefore, whether you're racing Asius or Tishrus is no difference, because what you're racing is for Ksiva, that's the definition of the Melacha. the halacha speaks out, this idea is, as long as you have any tikkun out of it, lav dafka, you need amnas lichtoy. He wants to tell you that since the son of here of Meichik, the reason why you need amnas lichtoy, it's has a sugya of kilkul. It's not the definition of halacha, you need to prepare for kaitzim, but it's has a sugya of kilkul, and he has three rayas to it. Either he compares the sugya of Korea, which he gets at the end of the sermon, he has rayas, why Korea means amnas sakin, not amnas litfor. He's the right of the Tosefta that says the words are Amnasasakin. He's the right from the Rambam, by the case of Seisr, that says the word of Ashkoso. These reasons, the Kamalan says, the definition of the Malacha, a Gamzer paying for Kaisiv, but means as long as an act over here of Mechika, that's not a Chsaron, it has Gedder of Tikkun, Devichaif, Deraiso, it's not the act of Mechik. Now, Mechavim brings down the Tosefta, a local Meister, when a person has viewing the falls on top of, that is on top of his cloth, and he wants to erase it. Or he has shayv on top of pinkus and he wants to take off from this notebook in order to write through Oisius, the locha is Yechayiv. Now the words of the Mechab is already there, except the Tazmach of Rom, loved Afkim, it's there, even dripped on by accident over here, and still you take it off from the Sefer, still you even is the Reisa of Meichik. Now the Bialocha does point out, this halocha when it says, Am Las Lichtung Shtei Oisius, is only, it did not fall on top of Oisius. It fell on top of an Ois, and did a tick into any Ois. Since now you must sack in this notebook, you must sack in this Sefer, therefore you chayiv for it like being Mashal the Sefer. Now, Mishabu has a certain klal over here, just explaining on the Mechaber. The first Mechaber says, when a person is Moichik Yoi, he points out the Mechaber left out the Ikim Malacha, which is Moichik Oisius. The Ikim Malacha is Moichik Oisius. Moichik Yoi, Tishtos, that's like a also Malacha, but that's not the Ikim Malacha Shaboy. But the case over here is when a person erases upon the cloth, or upon top of the pinnacles, says the Mishabu, even in the case of Eitzim, we the same exact Malacha, the Gate, Ksiv Mechiko, Pasha, that was the case of the Mishkan, the case of Kwashim, was the case of Eitzim over there. Now, a person has shaiva that fell on top of something. He says, "I'm not lichtos shtei oisius." Mishmur means you erased even the shaiva to get to other shaiva to write on top of this notebook. That's also nichel in this idea. Now, it says two oisius in the mechaber. Mishmur points out that l'shitosai that two oisius for chayim chatas, if you're shaking or skila, if you're amazing. However, the idea of one ois still is also minatoyo. Gam Ein Taz, not that clear, that not that simple, but the Bialocho, Mishmul Shitosli, in Sif Aleph over here, brings down Ashayla, the Chamtzi, and others, what the Loch is negated Chatzishir, and Mishmul has two Chidushim. Number one, he says Chatzishir applies to all Mlochs of Shabbos, and number two, it also applies to Kaisim on Shabbos. The two different things, the Chen one argued with Mishmul, Mishmul took it across the board, even to Kaisim, and Nichol negated of Chatzishir, and he writes one ice. Now the Bialocha discusses what happens when you have Shaiva fell on top of Oisius, you want to remove this Shaiva over here. So he has four different Shitas. He goes Be'ikir with the Bach Shita, that says when a person wants to erase a Shaiva to get to Oisius, it's Nichol to get a Boichik, Amnas Sakin, and therefore you even Issa Deraiso. If you even buy one Oisius, you have to be very careful. Boichik, Amnas Sakin. He ends off the Bialocha, building upon this, therefore you have pages stuck together at your venture, and you want to open it. If it's stuck with Mokum Isis, the locha is you even it's the rice of Moichah Masasakin. And you have to be very careful. That means I think a person, when he wants to check where it's connected together one to another, you will have to check. If it opens naturally by itself by accident, that's not a case of segregation, it's Anima Skavin. But once you see it's stuck with Mokum Isis, you come to separate it, that's Mamash is the rice of Chash is the rice. The second thing Mishmur said, when you have Shara on top of Isis, to be on the Shavos Yaakov, here's a Bayash, like a syndrome in the case of Tfilin. Now I would say definitely get of Moichem Nasa Sakin or Mas Lechtoim. The other says you only even the Issem of Machik of smoothing something out. Kivega has a third Issem over here, Mitzad Asugya of the Sakin Mono. And the Pirugonim has an Issem with at least the top of the Oisius, Mitzad Asugya of Tiltu Mokso. Now, Mishmur is saying we're discussing now the Shaiva on top of Oisius. Let's say you have Diyoy on top of Oisius, and then you erase it to fix the Diyoy underneath. That is a Avada, that's called Toiches. Avada is definitely get of making an Is over here. Chayim Tzad Asugya of Kaisim, or maybe Moichik. Avada, that's everyone agrees that's Is in the Reis over here. Mishmur brings down the Sefer Chasidim. When a person has Diyoy or any Dovalach that fell on top of a Sefer, do not lick it with your tongue, and also not wash with your hands. You have Chayim Tzad Asugya Moichik. Where the Shayasin explains, that means it fell when Slach, and even right now it still is Lach. You take it when Slach, still, it's not nichol get of kisim almo. You have a baya. It sounds like since eventually going to go dry over here, and therefore we'll cover up the oisius. You can't see it. Therefore, even right now, you cannot take it off. The Rambam brings down the case when a person has cake with oisius on top of it. Kamal Ramon says a person cannot cut the oisius. Gam ein meskaven. Since nichol get a meichik, you even esser. Now, the two reasons why to argue, either Tazen wants to argue inside the sugya of Derech Achila, he compares it to the sugya of Barah, the sugya of Teichen, that a person has a hetter either inside his mouth, and some of Sudosli here also. The way the Mishabuim examined the Derech Mavovo, and it's quoted in the Shai Tshuva that way, then once he makes it, as we said before, in the three Dabonans, it's Kilkul, Kalach Yad, Shalom, and Slechtoiv, according to the Mishabuim, only two Dabonans over here, and therefore the Mishabuim says the Be'etzem person is a Sforti Mekel. I'm coming to be machmas as a Mishnah Berurah. However, you eat a pepiv derech achila, even I agree the maaser to be mekel. Now, this halacha is when you have oisius. What happens when you have tsurim on top? So, come along the Mishnah Berurah and says yesh machmirim. You have no why it's the lashon yesh. And Magavam says tsarchin. Why those should be mekel? It should have the same halacha over here. However, Agam was saying and take with oisius. The halacha is to be machmir. However, it says Magavam and Mishnah Berurah giving it to a child, quoting a Mordechai, that the maaser is mutter. Again, we have a kashim of Safinon, Chinuch, that says the Taz. We'll have to see the Simon Shimon Gimel how to answer that question. Now, we have a case over here of Asius on top of the cake. What happens with two other cases? One case of Meperis, one case when the cake itself is a Tfos. So, the Maisen, all three, the Kamlung and Magavram, and each Chosh to be Machmer. He wants to be Machmer in all three. However, the Mishmur wants to be Machalik. So, in the case of Asius, Maisen, at the end of the day, Kamlung to be Machmer over here. Having a case of Meperius, the Kamlung says not to be Machmer. He calls Zakudo, the Al Rabbah, Chayim, Tzvay, Zol, and others. Might say not to be Machmer. We spoke on the Chabur, why that's so. They get a case of Tfos, where the cake has a shape of either the Asius, and some people in the Chabur pointed out, who are the two ways you can have a case of Tfos. Either the cake itself is a letter, or you can have biscuits with letters inside of it. Chor Mishmu can mean maybe both of them. I see Swarm say Chor means either one. That's what the Mishmu over here means. Again, the Magavram sounds like to be choshish. However, again, the Mishmur says, since shame ksiva upon it, haskomas achorim mice not to worry about it. That means whether the cake has a shape, or the cake itself has a square, or the cookie has a square, but as basis and something engraved as part of the tefus itself, either one, the chor, haskomas achorim, is a mice to be mekel. Kamung the Mishabur brings down the Shalamung the Gadar Choydim. When a person has a sefer with Oisius on the side, you have a book that says Brooklyn Public Library. So to those who quote from the bush, it says when you close the book, you're doing an act of klesiv. When you open the book, it's Morchik Abnas Lechtoy, and therefore it's called the Chiv Chattas, and therefore a person should be Machmer. Magarvam sounds that way, my Mordechai goes this way to be Machmer. Atzal Sheni, the Oman Shuva, he's Mekel, and the Maripano, and the Prisha, and the Knesset Gedolim, Rosh Halevi, and the Taz, and the Chavos Yoreh, and the Eliyahu Abba, Tosh Shabbos. The Shaitzin has a list of places that says a person should be Mekel. Now, the reason why to be Mekel seems to be two main reasons. One, the way the Mishmur brings down, Mitzah the Sugis, Lichel and Gedol like a door, it's made to open and close. And since it's made to open and close, the Oishis that you're creating and undoing has no Shivas doing anything. You're not creating anything that's made to open and close. The way the Taz there were, they're coming from a different sugya. The idea of Kir Rich Oisius, that when we come from the Gemara Kov Dalet, when a person writes one Oisit Tveria, one Oisit Tzipori, the loch is Yechayif on Shabbos, they come from the two different cities, as long as not needed any act to be done over here, not missing a Maisa of Kravis over here. It comes out, if that's so, Neged to Chumro, Hudin Neged to Kulo, the act of being Makarv Oisius does not count at all, therefore it's Mutter. The Taz does say a third reason over here, Mitzah Sugim Ein Veskavin. The one Shuva says the Maisa still should be a case of secretion to Abonon. That's a third point. At the end of the day, it's machlik among the Paiskim. Mishmua says the minig is to be mekel. Knesset Gdolo. However, he says, Nochin lahachma k'sheyesh lo yisefer acher. That means even though there's a list of Paiskim to be mekel, and the minig is to be mekel, the correct thing is try to be machmer over here. Try to be machmer. Now, therefore, the Shaitzin points out the correct thing is l'chadchila, not to have oisus inside of a book. That means l'chadchila, don't buy an outfit that says GAP or a fox inside and put the oisus together. That's the correct thing. Not to get involved with this question over here.
Not to get involved with this question
over here. It's putting things together. Right?
Even with two oisus?
You're starting to get involved with the Magavam's question.
Even with two oisus?
Well, again, what's the book?
No, it's the oisus. It's
in between the letter. Again, the way they have it, by F-O-X, it's in between, three letters.
Between
three
letters.
Yeah. Yeah, the woman. Kol mishmua medina should be motor, should be a case of medalas.
I'm a nachman. Maybe specifically the book because
it's the same thing. You don't catch the other sweaters.
You don't always put up zip.
So what's it for?
Don't always pose. It's my kids. Fine. So it's the same thing. That's one of the examples I say practically. Besides, today, no one has books, right? So it's not negated today. No one, people ask me, what's a library? No, fine. I assume some people know what a library is.
It's only so, the A is in the middle.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Three letters, A in the middle, that's how it is. Now, if you want to bother a person on Shabbos, he has to keep it ready, heads up. You let it open on Shabbos. Yeah.
You can't take it off.
No, it shepherds them until they finally ask a rabbi, you know, to find out what to go do.
They can't take it off on Shabbos.
I've watched people do it. Or actually, yeah.
Let's see you do.
You
can't open it up on Shabbos?
No, again.
So what you told them, you can't take it off?
No, Vadi can.
Why?
It's made to open and close during the week. Fine, Sivt Aleph. Kesev now, Mechav brings down the loch of Kesev. So Mechav is discussing Kesev being not being Miskayim. Still he says, Yesh Lezor, a person make sure not to write with the mashkin on top of the table, or with the ashes on the table, which brings down a Kesev Kol, the sand on the table. He explains the Mishmur, what does that mean? That says, even though that you're not Chayim, didn't derive yourself being Miskayim, but Sev Kol Sev, you're even Yisra Abonim, and not being Miskayim. Now the Mishmur speaks out that let's say a person that what you're writing with is not Miskayim and you're writing on top of is also not Miskayim, so you might think it's double Drabbanon. So the Mishmur, there's no het of double Drabbanons. The whole idea of double Drabbanons, the dafka in the case of Eidim Miskavim, Segrishal, and Ichle, but Stam, two Drabbanons, there's no such heta out there at all. Because so anyone has this Havmi, two Drabbanons of water, Mishmur speaking out not to say there's such a Havmino. Now, Mishmur discusses that just like we're saying, these ashes over here are also Hurdin going over to a condensation of a window and saying, you know, putting any mark over there, or going over to a car and saying, please wash me. So any of these things, you come to go make marks on these cars and windows, you know, even Issa, not the Rice, and Issa, the Rabbanon. Ramah brings down. What?
It's not going to sound
the window. Why is it not the Rice? Because it's not Miskayim.
On the car,
yeah. It's even though you leave, the fact that you leave something there is not Miskayim. It's something easy to get off.
As long as it's meant to last.
No,
it's meant to last until the guy goes and washes it.
No. I don't think it's still going to get a category. Now, the Ramah brings down that there's a shalom in the Trumas Deshen. Let's say a person does in the Avir with his fingers, makes a letter over there. Trumas Deshen brings down the Yesh Eim and the one Aser it. Ask on the Trumas Deshen how the Ramah paskins. The halacha is when you do it in the ear, it does not count to Kiyuzer. There's nothing with even created, and therefore it's Mutter. Building upon this, Mishmur called Sataz, who did you go over to a table, or you go over to someone's back and make letters over there. Since there's no Tzur over there at all, not Nicker, therefore my it's Mutter. Now, Mishmur does point out, again, why in the world person making letters in the ear? Maybe it's coming to train his hand. You have a bayami tzad, maybe you're teaching your hand. Halacha is, you're allowed to teach your hand how to go right. There's no problem. Now, in that, even if you've seen Uman how to go right, says Mishmur, it's motor. However, he says to go see him to go do it. Now, you have a bayami tzad, it's a chavtzicho. Go speak to him about it, you have a bayami tzad, it's a chavtzicho. Meaning, don't go and don't speak to him. But the fact that you're seeing it, that technically is motor over here. Now, we have a long Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Chapeis, that goes through the halachas of Kesev, Amechik, and Svito, and Reishim. And I'll try to go through his points over here, step by step. He does end off, why is he doing it for? Mechaber felt to leave it out. Amal felt to leave it out. Taz left it out. Machabam being down numerous points, but not all these points. He says, at the end, the reason why I'm doing it for, because you have to know what's the Rabbanon, what's the Reiso, because Negei Tamil Nochi, Mokam Mitzvah, Shvush to Shvush, by Dromal, Maisa the Motor. And then, if these cases happen, come out on Shabbos, you have to know when's the Raisa, when's the Rabbanon, because the Mechava Paskin, Simchin Zayin, Sefei, that these cases, when's Mokum the Rabbanon, Mokum Mitzvah is Motor. So let's go to the club to know these things, practically what to go do. That's Enim Eskavin. Here you're talking about, you have Kavon to go do it, Neger to Mila Nochi, it's Motor Mokum Mitzvah. Or also, my father saying noch and afkamino was Enos Kavan to do Rabban. These cases do Rabban over here also. I hear. But no, he doesn't say that because two Rabban are also. Fine. Now he divides up the eight different oisias. Each ois seems to be a different klal. I come at the end, he has a bunch of klalim together. I'll try to break them up in klalim groups over here. His first klal, at least Aleph, discussing the klal of being miskayim on top of something being miskayim. That means you have Mishnah Kuvdal and Bey says, when is deraisa? The ink that you use has to be miskayim, and you write on top of it has to be something that's miskayim. Same thing negate to Mechiko. Even is deraisa, have been moichik, something that's miskayim on top of something that's miskayim. But let's say a case over here that's either the thing you're writing with, or the thing you're writing on top of it is not miskayim. Still, you cannot erase it. Still, you cannot write it because you're even isedir abonim, not an isedir aiso. Now, what defines the definition of miskayim? Again, we know that the Sharitzin and the Simon Shin Gimel Sukkot Samaches, the Big Dan Rashi, the Rambam, have over here Big Dan the Rash Bashito that says anything in the derech of a person to leave a certain time, like he says Sefer Zechoinus, he points out you not need la'ilam. La'ilam is not the getter of a miskayim. The getter is whatever people do, whatever they need for a certain amount of time, that's nichol the getter of a deraisa, mitzal sugil melech makshevus, according to Rashba. Therefore, he points out, the getter pencils bizman hazeh, people use pencils to use it to write over the shir until they put in the shemus at the end of the zman, since it's going to last for that whole entire zman, that's nichol the getter of over here of a deraisa. The second klal is writing on top of a person's body. So first, the idea of writing on top of a body is a Mishnah of Kavdal and Beis. The Mishnah says you're chayiv when the tziyoy stays there forever. We know, you write your phone number on your hand, it disappears a couple days later, it's not there. It says the Mishnah Berurah according to the Rambam, it's had the chamimus of the besoroy, the heat of the body heats it up, and therefore the inborn eraser that erases the ink over here. That means if the arm was not connected to your body, it was on the floor, it will stay there forever. Just it's connected to your body, Baruch Hashem, and therefore you have heat that's erasing it constantly. For that reason, it disappears, but it's the case of being miskayim. But let's say someone takes a knife and wants to mistire it inside his body, make cuts inside. It's in the Mishnah, Beloza and the Chomim is being mistired, being besoroy, is a chayim, or is a potter. We pass like the Chomim, the loch is potter. Yoshko, he did to go do it. We don't bring a right from Shaitim. There's no tomorrow, Yoshko is a Shaitim. Now, in this halacha, coming the Mishnah brings down that someone is kor or ketavnis v'ksav, he's chayiv. Masha enki in the case of roishim. Now, the way how the Prisha explains, at least in Ebenezer, when a kor or ketavnis, meaning you rip out part of the skin, you left the oasis behind, it's being miskayim, that's why it's kaysev. Masha enki in roishim, when you make the mark inside, the moshe comes out. Don't say, that's be the halacha sefei, not miskayim. Therefore, it's not miskayim, for that reason, the maaseh is potter. The Iskimel of the Mishmur, the third klal. Okay. The third klal over here, Iskimel, is when they have a case of Ksav Agabe Ksav. So first he starts with a Chiddush. Person has a letter that he wrote over here, and he takes it and he writes atop of this letter the same thing, coming to strengthen and make it darker more this letter over here. His words are, Lo Yahani Midian is Potter. That means he says you write black atop of black, red atop of red, and you're doing it for a reason. His words are, you come to the Chidshom, you come to the Chadashim, make it stronger, brighter. That's not Nichol Neged of Kosev, which is a Chiddush, because Be'etzem, you're making it strong over here. Could be we get involved in the Shalom discuss at the beginning of Kosev. What happens when you thin a letter? Is that Nichol Neged of Meichik? Is that Chatsi Melocho? Here he's saying, you're thickening a letter, you make it deeper over here. That's not Kosev, the Cholopochus Deraiso. So you have to know if it's a right in this case or not. Mashaiki, he says, a case of Joyga Besikro, you have red underneath. It says potter. So it sounds like you're bottom. No, that's the question. Is this a right chachishir that's not even a sederaisa? Sounds like over here, if you're thickening it, it's not kosher, you have to know why not. I mean, but so thinning it also won't be kosher deraisa. Might be dera bottom. Which gets about, again, with washing your hands, but manazer, usually what happens, it gets thinner. So you come out now in Miskavim and do a bottle already, you know, it makes you much more lacquer. Baka mitzvah. What? He's mechidshom. He says, it's ready, it's there, and you're making it brighter, clearer. I assume you're making it clearer. You make it, you have a dark, and it's coming clearer. It's not doing it for no reason. Don't say smaller. He says in the same year, I know the Avnezer. Avnezer wants to say making a drop bigger, still a potter. That's a Chiddush, Yishlodin. Mishmur did not speak about that. Now, let's say a case you have black on top of red. So over this is the Mishmur Yechayiv 2. One mitzad, the Isser of Kosev, because now the black, that's the Iker. Why do you erase the red over here? The Yechayiv, one for Kosev, one for Moichik. But let's say you write red on top of black. Who wants that? That's terrible. That's the Chalagetta of being Makakal over here. The fourth cloud, the case of oisachas. So the halacha is you're not chayv when you write one ois, even if the one ois is as big as two oisias. The Gemara Ayin Hayma Beis speaks out has to be mamish. You need to write two oisias. However, again, Mishmur speaks out. You even is the raisa it's chadshi osim haTorah. The shitosoi again he holds the chadshi goes to all Shabbos and also to the halacha of writing oisias. Now he says, let's say a person writes one ois on Shabbos, but it's next to another ois that he wrote before Shabbos. Circle so even Shabbos, you only wrote one ois. For this reason, you only even iser not the raisa of chiyuv of chatos over here. He says, however, let's say a person is mashal sefer, whether it's the end of the sefer, whether it's the middle of a sefer, and he brings down the bialocha, even though say maybe a case over here of writing emsa tevo, even I'm saying finishing off a tevo. In that case, since the maisi doing an act of chshivas over here, you're creating something. It comes out over here. In this situation, you chay for it, which makes a lot of sense if you understand the side over here. That the Issa is writing Oisius and it's Chet Yishir, each Ois, so you need a Cheshivet over here of two Oisius beside the Shir. I have another way to be Machshivet. I'm Machshivet how to Messiah and Sefer, finishing off a Sefer over here.
What kind of book? Finishing off, doing
Machshivet
in a book.
Same thing. Now you want to know if you write a period to the end of a book? Can say.
Because the Shleimus would never be released. It's only a
sign. No, he said a book. No, and it said, I don't like any book. And Rashi says, Chav Dalas Farm. But Mishmur sounds like he says anything. He says earlier, anything. And on Sif Gimel, there'll be a lock on anything. He says a lock on Sif Gimel. He says it. He says, Lav Davkin, no. Lav Davkin, Emsa, he says, no? Anywhere. Any same Mishmur Paskins. No, he said, it's still Lav Davko. That's what Rashi says. No, the Emsa, that's middle. But early in Sif Gimel, when he brings it down, the local of the Chaber, that's what he says for any saver. Now, he brings down also in Oistal the idea of the case of Nutrikim. Now, the way Nutrikim, the way he explains it, Loshni Rambam, is that he wrote, let's say, the letter Mem with a streichel on top. So either it stands for the word Meiser or it stands for the number 40. The halacha is, since it counts as one, not two, therefore not nichel together of chichatis, only nichel together of potter of loser. V'oidi said, let's say a person is magia, a mem with a streichel on top, counts as one. That's one ois. That's one ois. What's the halacha of one ois? It is one. One ois, that you make an aleph. An aleph is a line, and a line, and a line. There's three lines in aleph. That counts as one. So man with a streichel is also one. This is the one ice. No, this is part of the ice. It's part of what telling you what to go do. Like Aleph has three lines to is one. This also is one. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. But let's say a person is Magia one ice, and by accident he did a case of taking the Gag of the Ches make two Zions. If he needs it, he's Chayiv. Less in the case he had to come on to write Ches, and by accident he wrote two Zions. Or come on to write Mem, and by accident he wrote Chof and Vav, and does not need it. Since Kavon is the only case over there of writing one, the other person is not chayv for it.
Is he even
chayv
at all?
He's even derais. Less the other, he says Potter. Potter.
He didn't get a letter.
I hear Potter.
Only if he doesn't need it, even if he needs it.
Said not. I said not as chayv for it. Even if it could be even if he
ends up needing it, it's fine.
Not sure, because then you have a question one loch after another in the Mishnah Berurah. Not sure. No, he doesn't. It says, Begiyo is Achas. I say that it's Kavan. Depends on it.
Kavan
is before the Rehman. Kavan is correct. Now, when a person, when it says the get is right to Oasis, so the Mishnah Berurah being down, built upon the Sugya of Gimel, that the loch is, even if you do not write a whole entire word, but let's say you only wrote Aleph and Gimel, the loch is Yechayim. Let's say you write letters that are the same. Case of Gimel Gimel, Tov Tov, Ches Ches. So it comes out that if it there, Mishem Echad by itself. The halacha is, Agam is coming from one big word, everyone agrees you are Chayiv. But let's say it's Aleph Aleph Dezreko, the Bialocha points out, Luchot Makhlegis Rashi versus Rambam. That person plans to write Dezreko and he wrote Aleph Aleph and agrees, then the day you're not Chayiv for it. But let's say he wrote Aleph Aleph with Kavana only to write Aleph Aleph, according to Rambam, Maisa person would not be Chayiv for it. Mashenkin is doing it that way. Clear from Rashi in the Mishnah, the Rav Mishnah, and the Rif and the Rambam, the Loch of the person would be Chai, Rif and the Rosh, that person would be Chai for it. Now, this Loch of the Isis Shatnas Gats, the case of by Stam, you need to have Zudim on top of it, since we paskin lemaisa is not ma'akiv, if a person writes on Shabbos, even in Stam, the loch is, that person is still chayfered on Shabbos. Now here, Mishnah brings down the loch of koloshun. The Magavon brings down on Sefei, over there the Magavon brings down that there's a Ramon, Simon Shinvav, and Sif Yud Aleph. Over there the Ramon discusses a case when you want to buy karker in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to go to Harkosh Lehem and make a shtar. The loch is, Igmar, Gittin Dav Ches, it's out of Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even Bezman Hazeh, a person that has a right to make a shtar on Shabbos. Says Ramon, what to go do? To go write Biksav Shalehem. Go write it in Arabic. Go write it in a different language. Why? It sounds like the simple understanding. It's a shvush to shvush, but mokum mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael. Since it's a meal nochi, telling God to go write it. Number one, and number two, ksav shalhem is a mokum shvush. Therefore, a person can be makel a write the shtar. Sounds like goy meal nochi asking God to go write the shtar. That's one shvush. The second shvush is ksav shalhem together. Therefore, we're coming along to be makel. Sounds like Namor. The writing with kol shainis, writing in English, would be only a case to drop on them. In fact, the Magavram, the simple reading of our Mishnah, says the Koloshan. Koloshan means whether it's English, Yiddish, Arabic, anything, any language, any oasis you want, it should be chayiv. Meis, the Maskono of the Magavram over here points out the Rambam, other Rishonim disagree. The Bialoch over there writes, and also over here, Askomis kol ha-paiskim, yo'ivan isa deraiso. Either Mo over there, they point out, besides from the fact that Ozru is a das yochid, the Mo is saying it l'chumro. That over there, the loch is a vad you can buy with a star, Eretz Yisrael, back Koish Lehem, that's the Gemara. Come on, let's be Koish the Ozru, l'chumro, and do a Beksav Shalehem. Because that a loch of running a star, if it should be even mutter. Losh HaKoish should be no problem. That's the Gemara. Als, to be machmer, let's be Koish to write it in the case of English.
What's the reason it's
mutter in the Gemara? You want the Mok Mitzvah, that there's a there's certain mitzvahs on mutter on Shabbos. One of them is Milo, another one is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But Milo Nochri. Milo Nochri is mutter. We pass Milo Nochri is only mutter by Dirabbonans. Except by Milo, except by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So those two are very chashuv. Baal Itter want to take the all mitzvahs, we pass Milo Nochri Baal Itter. So with that idea of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, with that we come along to be Chosh L'chumra, and right B'Ksav Shalem. That means, in general, let's say you have an act of Korach Nefesh, you have to sign things in the Shabbos in the hospital, then you should take on the Chumro a right big Sav Shalehem. One time, maybe our script, Nichol will get a Sav Shalehem, but that concept applies to Mitzal Chumro Shavoy. Bialach Askomas called up Iskim. He himself writes that, he points out in Shinvav, he says, you have to realize it wasn't only the Chumro saying it. He starts off. He says, let's not make a mistake out of this Ramol Chumro. He has a long bialocha not to make this mistake. So again, all this from one, Mishmuel does not want to use it as a tzir. He says, only when anyway you have a right to go do it, then that's the one I'm most saying about.
Why is it mutter?
Why is what mutter? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, again. There's a shayla, Amir Nochri, do you say by only the rices or only the rabbonins? The Baal Itter Shita is based upon this Gemara over here that even by the rices, Amir Nochri, the rices, mutter, mokum mitzvah. That's what it says. Now the question is, we don't pass on this about it to brought down by the Ramon Reish and the Wolf's base. We pass only one to Avonon. But there is a Gemara that says it. So we're to apply this Gemara, maybe it can be a higher level each very soul, like Milo that would make, in my case, the rights by Milo and Afri. And we come along and say, that we push for that mitzvah, so you go to Ksav Shalem.
I mean, you have to leave that sign there. You have to anyway,
Over Loshna Kodesh. Now the Pribram says our script anyway is not Loshna Kodesh. So you have to know if we really gain out of it.
Script.
Our script is the same thing.
Hebrew script.
Hebrew script. Yeah. So a lot of things maybe it messes you up because maybe it's different than get a Roshim, not going to grace you, even if it's the right over here. And maybe there's Ruas and the Roshim, grace you, Shito, the year Shemayim. So a lot might be a Rosh, it might be making a mark for the grace of the right. That's a great question. Maybe. Each law is not sure.
If it's less letters, it's kind of a different
language. Now, the Mishnah over here brings down a case based on Monim, Machlokes Rashi, and the Rambam was the mean, where the Mishnah brings down from the Rambam means you had a letter Mem that stands for numbers, Mem with a strichel, and you said a word like 40. It comes out that really the two times the loch is brought down in the Mishnah is about the idea of making a mem the strichel. one by Samonim or Kuf Gimel, or one by Dalet Beis by the case of the Trikin. Why say two different halachas? Yesh lo after why? One ice, one case of two ices. One's also machlekes in Shua, and the Chama one's not a machlekes. For the Rashi, the case of Samonim means you have to write Echad B'Yoyim, Echad B'Sikra, which is also a problem. Also the Mishnah Kuf Gimel, also the Mishnah Kuf Hei. You have to know each sheet has a problem. How to learn the case of Samonim in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel. Each one is a next klal, the sixth klal here, about things being read together, the count being two, b'chayv a chiv chatzel here. So it starts off with the Mishmur with three simple cases that are chayv for it. When the case when a person writes on a notebook that's side by side, even though they're two different pages, so they can't read a case of straight over here. When that case in the wall in the corner, they can read straight over here. Or whether in the case you're writing two different pieces of paper in two different countries, but on the same day, and the edge of the paper, put it together, that's also nichel together, that can be read together, and therefore you chay for it. Let's say in a situation where a person writes one over here, one over there, and it cannot be read together, whether it's on the same, on pinkus, but two different places on the pinkus, or two walls, but two different places in the wall that cannot be read together, in that case, a person's potter. Potter meaning even is the right, says chat yishir, but not no chiv chat over here. The halacha is mistopic. What's a halacha when you have one ice on top, one ice on bottom? Is not considered being read together or not? A zayin, klal zayin, is a halacha of case of shina and klach yad. That means we have two different halachas. One, we have a Mishnah Kuf Gimel discussing that a person writes with his left hand. The Mishnah says you are chayv writing with your left hand. In fact, the Gemara, why is that nichel get of shinoi? The Gemara has two tirotzim. Either this case of being shel b'shnei yadov, a person can write with both hands, or it's a b'yosi, is chayim tana sugya of reishim. L'alocha, we do not pass like a b'yosi, and therefore the word down with the Mishnah, someone writes with the left hand, is potter, not like the Mishnah says, unless you shel b'shnei yadov, like the Gemara comes out. Now that's negated to writing with your left hand. Negated to other shinurim, what they call a shinei gomer. That means, let's say you write with the back of your hand, you write with your foot, you write with your mouth. These are the type of cases. Since it's shinei gomer, the loch is not nechel derek tziva, and therefore a person is not even ister, right? So only even ister abonon. Now the Mishmur brings down a case when, let's say, a cotton is holding the kolmis and the gadol is holding his hand, or vice versa. So he says, in the standard case over here is, let's say, for example, you see by a cipher, when you write the Oisius at the end of the Sefer Torah, people come over to write the Oisius, so the Sefer holds your hand. In that case, who's really writing it? It's really the Sefer writing it, you're not writing it, the one who's holding it. Unless, says Mishnah Berurah, the one underneath is helping out a little bit, then you're going after the one who's helping out. But usually, he's doing it inside the picture, Shaboy, and really the Sefer is writing it, and therefore it's nichel him writing it, and not you. Some people do that also. It's called writing an ice. In Al-Sakhovah, Sefer Torah, Al-Sakhovah, yeah, for the pictures for sure. I think if it's Ma'akim in the Sefer Torah, could be. I'm not sure it's Sefer Torah. Oishchas is a sugya of making a roshim. Now he points out there are two different cases discussing making a roshim. We have a roshim, the person makes a mark, or makes tiras on the kaisel with paint over here. The derech of the markers do on the wall, a person even the isef roishim told of kaisef. Explains there be halacha, what does that mean? It comes to the Yishalmi, the Rambam, that the person first makes an outline, the second person fills it in. The first one's chayim inside the sugya of kaisef, the second one's chayim inside the sugya of tzaveya. Why? Because the first one is making an outline, telling a person what to go do. That's kaisef, telling a person information. The second one is coming to fill it in, give a color to the background over here. That's nichel the get of tzaveya. Goes on further the Mishnah Berurah and says a second case, let's say a person makes a mark, a tzuro on a klit tzuro, a klit that's made to beautify, you make a mark on top of that, then a person is not chayim inside the kreitiv, only inside the sugya makir patish. In fact, the Eli Rabba, who wrote down the Bialocha, he doesn't understand. That's not tzuro, but kreisil, reishim told of kreisiv. It's not tzuro, but kli, it's not kreisiv. Why? I mean, somebody asked you on the test, it's not tzuro, but kreisiv, but kli, what's the din? That says two different things. And I have to explain why that's so. That's Elu Rabbis Kashu. Come to be Alocha, he seems to explain that when a person does a tsuro on the Kli, a person does a tsuro to the Kli, instead of doing a tsuro of Vas Achas, it sounds like you're doing it mitzvah, you're making a mark, that's the only thing you're doing on the Kli over here. Come to beautify the Kli, that's not cohesive. Come to glorify the Kli, that's mitzvah the Dova Nitzvah. I let's be chai mitzvah the Sugi of Tzveyo. So there's a be Alocha, because it's not like you're really writing into it, you're being engraving into it. So there's no tzeveya here, there's no kais over here. They were only chayim tzad sugya makir patish. Masha'enkin, we're doing it to the wall, someone making an outline over here, that's kaisim. Person putting color inside, that's nechal get of tzeveya. Mishabu goes on further and now quotes the Magavram, the Loch and Sefei. Magavram brings down the Loch of Mechaba Oisius the Pareches. Come to the Sugan Gitin and Daf Chof over there. It's costed by Get Shechur to the case of an Eved. Bring Oisius on top of Pareches. Nichol the Gedder of creating an ice. Therefore, it says that Magavram, Apizeh, should be its motor, and therefore, should be Osir. And therefore, the Mishabu comes along and says, Osir Kain Kaisiv. Kain Kaisiv sound like it's Issa Drabonon. Therefore, says the Mishabu, if you're over the Issa of Kaisiv, taking the ice off the Pareches, you're over the Issa of Meichik. Kain Meichik. That means attaching a letter to a refrigerator, the Chor is Nichol the Gedder of Kaisiv, and taking it off, Kain Kaisiv, and taking it off, Nichol the Gedder of Kain Meichik. Shmuel goes on further, it's on the Malacha of Mechik over here, and it's because the idea of being Mechik is a case over here of being Mechik Ice G'dayla, even though it's only one ice. The Malacha is to write two ices, the Meister person's Chayiv. Why? That's the Chum in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hei that points out that why Mechik is more Chum than the act of Kaisiv. Even one ice, nothing to get a Mechiko, you have Kavon to write over here two ices. Now he says the Malacha is not Amnas Lichtoiv, it's like he says over in the Bialacha, it's Amnas Asakin. That means you have an extra ice inside the safe tire, you have to remove it. Also, Nichol get Amnas Sakin, a person is chayiv for it. He ends up calling the chayodom on all malachas. A person is chayiv, whether it's your right hand or your left hand. They have to realize he's writing this in what malacha? The malacha is mechiko. That means being very clear, the shalom of the achronim, by mechiko, what's the locha by your left hand? There's the al-rabba, there's a chayodom, the la-paiskim want to say, by your left hand, by mechiko, the locha is you're not chayiv for it. The mishmu is writing this locha in when he's discussing the malacha is mechiko. Say, in malach mechiko, all malachas yechayiv, when you do the right and left hand, except for kaisiv. Right, big rachman the safto. So you see clearly that by mechiko, Mishmu is saying there's an iser with your left hand. He's going in the malach of mechiko over here. They chayiv for it. There's no shino in mechiko, not like the Eli Rabo, not like the chayodom and others. Now he does say, however, let's say a person does it, b'shina gomer, with the back of his hand, with his mouth, the nevada, all malachas do have a heter. He ends off over here, this long Mishnah Berurah, the halacha of Sirtut, that the definition of one of the Lam Tes Malachas is preparing either for the act of writing or preparing for the act of cutting. He says, might be Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, which one's the Av, which one's the Toldah, but at the end of the day, both of them are even Is the Raisa. And therefore, if you make a mark to tell you what to write and what to cut, that's the halacha of Sirtut over here. Either way, it's the Raisa. Is it 2 minutes yet? Yeah, fine. Sifei is a sugya of making a Roshim. Now, we have a Mishnah discussing Roshim on Daf Kuf Gimel. Over there it says when a person writes to Oisius Yechayev, if Yosi says you do an active Roshim, that's the case of the Malach of the Mishkan, then Yechayev. So the Machlokes is, what is the Ikim Locha, the Mishkan, Chesiv, or Reshim? The Locha, the Bialocha points out, we're passing like the Chomim, not like Rabbi Yosi. Hagam, he says, or Zeruah says, the Mishkoshi for Rabbi Yosi. If that's a Gedolah, being done, the Yishma, should be Machmer. But the Ikim, we're passing like the Chomim, that Reshim of Rabbi Yosi is only Dindu Abonim. Come on the Mechab over here, and he says, when a person makes a Reshim on top of a Sefer, a mark over here, to go show him how to fix something up later on during the week. The locha is since not being miskayim is mutter. So first is a locha that those who want to disagree, a bach brings that brought down with Magavram, and Mishmur points out that those who choshes to argue on this halacha. I'm not arguing the locha. Now there are 2 points over here. One is even those who are being makel, says in Mishnah Berurah, number one, only be makel only in a line, not in the case of ice, calling the Taz of Magavram. And number two, he says the only reason to be makel is not being miskayim on case of or kosher. But let's say in the case of Nirach, according to Marshal, that's brought down by the Taz, Nevada is Miskayim of Yoivin Isser. And therefore they point out, Pashas, our paper, Bismanazeh, has the Gedda of Nirach, and therefore making a Roshim, we will not have this Heter. That's even if we want to be Makel. Now the question over here is, what is the Svar to be Makel? And what is the Akimt over here? Some of the Bialochan explains that by now we have to realize the word Roshima is brought down 4 times. We have the idea of Srita making a Roshim. So Srita, one lam tes malachas, that's simple put to the side, that's preparing to write, that's preparing to cut. We also have Roshima of Rabbi Yosi. What does that mean? That's a Roshim telling you what to go do. That we do not pass like Rabbi Yosi, it's a Din D'Oraisa. We pass into our bottom. But we have two other Roshims. We have Roshim that the Mishmur brought down earlier, that's a Roshim of Toldorf Kaisiv. But didn't there Isa? And the person makes an outline, it puts paint inside, he quotes Rambam, B'shem D'Yishami, that Roshim that Toldorf Kaisiv is a Deraisa. Now we have a Roshim that's saying over here, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and not Miskayim is Mutter. We have two Roshims. One's Deraisa, one's Rabbanan. What are the two Roshim we're saying on the Loch Lamaisa? Explains to be Alocha, they're meaning two different things. There's a Roshim, that's a, what he calls a Roshima Ba'alma. There's a case of making a mark, telling you to go do something. Making a mark, that's only Yisra Rabbanan, that's a Yisi's case telling a mark. Making a mark, that's Rabbanan. We don't have Pasuk like a Yisi. Then it's something when he says a Roshima, that's an outline, Ke'in Kosev. It's telling you how to fill things in. Make you an outline over here, fill it in. That's the case of the Rabbanan, that's a Toldov Kosev. Now when somebody asks you, what's the Locha of Roshima? Speaks of the Bialocha against the Magen Mishnah, he has a couple of writings against it, that there are two different Roshimas, one's the Raisim, one's the Rabbanan. The outline, that's the case of Toldov Kosev, that's the Raisim. A mark, with the words of Mishnah again, Roshim Ba'alma, Sweet Ba'alma, that's Nichol Yeged of the Rabbanan. Oh, now the question is, why the world is Mechav B'Mekel over here? See, he says over here, Mishmur is not clear, Yesh Machmirim. You can argue with three avenues over here. Either you can argue, let's be Choshev Yaisi, that's the Knesset Gedolah. You can argue, to the Abon to Mekel. Why should Mekel for over here? And, I forgot the third reason why. Oh, it could be some. It could be some in this kind. Who cares? The little circle service also could be. I don't remember. We my mishmur said yesh machmirim. The machmirim one is reason are so of course who cares? Two rabban, two rabban is my shemim. Two rabban also. That's the question. Yesh machmirim. Bach. Magavam. I don't know what you mean. Machmir Mishnah? Machmir Mishnah? No, that's the question. Mishnah says, according to you, that it's only one, so let's be Chayv the left hand. Let's be Chayv Aleph Aleph. He says that's not the word of the Rambam, but that's Yishalmi. I don't know how to answer Machmir Mishnah. No. Ksav, that's not Miskayim, something that's not being Miskayim. What's Aloha? Mishnah says, even Isser. That's two Drabonans. Shukran also means it's also. Lekas Tevea. We have over here a Sugya in Shabbos on Dav Sag Dalet. We have three cases. The Mishnah brings down a case of Karcheles, person when he writes blue on top of her eye, a case of Pesekes, two plop Shatam and Rashi. The Machab brings down when a person puts red. And then we have the Gemara's case of Dav Tzadikei. The person puts Svak al Panel, he takes it off, makes his face red over here. All three cases are brought down by the Mechaber in Simon Shin Gimel, Siv Chafei. He says all three are over the Issa of Tzveya, and now if you have one, say some of them are over the Issa of Kaisiv, over the Issa of Tzveya. Now, what is the Issa? It sounds like in the Sugya, maybe it's Machlokes Chachamim versus Rabbi Elazar, is to Rabban or Deraisa. The Meister, Mishabru, and the Vagabon, passing only over the Issa of Deraisa. Agam, he says, I'm Bialocha, Bialocha means down the El Rabba, Meshain the Smag, those who are tiny, even Ister Raiso. But the Be'ikka, the Poskim say, you're only even Ister Rabbanon. The Bialocha does point out that El Rabba wants a tiny, the whole shadow of Rabbanon is Dafka, and you get to yourself, you get to your Chaver, Avada, you're even Ister Raiso. Mishmur says, no, you're missing the boat over here. Avada, also to your friend, you're only even Ister Rabbanon. Now, the Mechav brings down the person that cannot put Svak al Panel and take it off. Also a case of red. The loch is, let's say a person takes a shmata, puts it over his face, and has some redness to it, bli kavona. Says the sefti, even without kavona, even iser, mitzal suga psik ratio. By the case of an isha. Says the mishmur, it's meduyik, by the case of a man, you can take the shmata, take it off your face, it comes out to be red. Why? Says the isoid, that even though the loch of enus kam, psik ratio is osir, but on this person, it's not derech to have paint on his face, not derech to tzvi upon the person, but maisetz mutter. So I'll bring your raya. The lochen simon shenchof will get to, the person has a tusim or meperis upon his hands. The Mechaber says, tzorech lizor, make sure he's not put upon a napkin. How in the world did he get this on his hands? How did he get on his face? He has tusim, he has meperis upon his face, his hands. Why the maisetz mutter by everybody? It says the mishnebu, the magavom, and yisoyed. This is not derech the tzvoyo to put on these things on the hand, on the face, not nichon together of tzvoyo. That means if number one, not mischavin, And number two, it's not a derech darkel, it's very this way, it's mutter. Mutter. Therefore comes along, again, either by, you have a case of eating tusim for my peris, you have a case of negating to men by the case of srak upon the face, when taking a beggar, that srak to what you allow clean the face. And number three, the Shartzia speaks out, if so, how in the world they eat noshim, eat tusim, and they put on lips, and they put on lipstick, who are the kulk over here in the lips? I might say that in the case of derech litzvoya, says the Mishmur, must be that noshim are not derech to do tzviya on the lips. Which spoke out what happens with Zman Hazeh, which is a good question. Simon Shunchov, the act of Tzviya Ba'eichlin, over there the Machab brings down, the halacha is a person who can't put karkam inside his tafshul, there's no Tzviya Ba'eichlin, and in Sif Chof, that's in Sif Yutes. In Sif Chof, he brings down the gate of Tzviya Ba'eichlin, that person can put inside the pita, inside his mashkin, and not worry about it. That means the Machab brings down two cases, one Sif Chof, one Sif Yutes, that no Tzviya Ba'eichlin. The Gam the Bialoch points out the Chai Adam is mefakvid on the Mechaber in general. He points out the Sugi and Daf Ayin Hei says person of Shchita over there, Dam comes out according to Rav Chai Af Mishum Tzveya. Why can now the meat looks like it's fresh over here, Yishmak over here? So we see even a food being the Isser Tzveya over here. Says the Mishruah according to Arzruah that the Tzveya the Dam is coming out on the Or that people not eat the Or. So we have no kasha at all against the Mechaber. So it comes out, the first Mechaber says, a case over here, there's no Tzviya Ba'eichlin. Come on, the Mishmur makes three levels out of it. He says, the case we're doing it only for Tam. You're putting inside, one side inside the other, purely for Tam, what's Aloha, L'maisa, it's Mutter. Then he says, you want to mix together red wine and white wine, L'maisa, that's Mutter. You want to mix the taste together, no problem. Hagam, we know, again, the Shaitzin and Simon Shun Yiches, but a case of making scent on Shabbos, Aloha is discussing that it's better to switch the order around and first put inside the dye, the scent, and then the wood on top of it, inside the sugya of Tzviya. Why is words are Tov Yoser? Why not? Now, again, the get to putting in these coffee beans or these granulites on the bottom, a lot of places can say, first of all, you do not gain by switching the order. And number two, they point out, you pour hot wood on top of it, or anything on top of it, you buy up inside the sugya of Mailit. Because the tzichel get to be dime crushing the things, you always put it in second. Rav Falk said it. That's what I'm saying. Even the Isra tells you, "Give my lid." Mar Shabbos says it also. Ma'aseh Shelag. Alachon Simon Shinchov. You should not. Again, here discussing Mishmur's cases when you have two liquids. When you have two liquids, that's halacha. It's Tov Yosef. Why not? Because the Shito, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Gizrodim Tzvi B'Mashkin. But the get to putting in this. Granulites or the powder on the bottom. The problem is that nichla getter being morastic on Shabbos, the sugya moilid. Therefore, same issue.
And I put the water first, and then I
put the coffee. No, that's not moilid. Well, over there, it said only if you doing me dime on top. Now you put it in, let's put it in second. That means again, let's put practice.
Ice,
you have ice,
ice
cubes. And you put your soda on top of the lap place, and it's ulcer. You have a soda, you put the ice cube on top, inside, that's water. Sugya moilid, morastic, mishalik. That means don't put your ice cube and then salt on top of it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. When I argue with Shulchan Aruch, that's your business. Fine. Now, that's to get to the first level over here, and to get to, you're doing it purely for Tam. In the second level, we have all sorts of wonderful color. That Mishmur says, Api Svaro, Maisi Mekel. That seems that way for the Pima Godim. Hagami ends off with the Chayodim says, Nochlem Noyo. And Numisvaro will say to be Chosh for it. Therefore, an example maybe is deviled eggs on Shabbos. To put the paprika on top. Why are you putting it on top for? Even though you might want the taste. If you don't want the taste, another maybe question. But even if you want the taste, you're putting it there on top, or you put the paprika on top of your tuna fish over here for, because it looks cool, color, right? That's, according to the Chayodim, Nochlem Noya, according to the Lewis Farm. That's not the better thing to go do.
Part of it. That's like,
hey, you want to make tuna fish a different color?
I take a yellow paper and I.
You can take it off. You can on a wall. You paint on top of a wall, right? You can scrape it off. Echlami, you can put a red piece of paper on the wall. But this, but that's not putting it. It's part of it. Putting the paprika on top of the devil's eggs. The third level. You want to tell me it's mortar? Mishmur itself. As far as mortar. But again, according to Chayyim, Dachol Menoya. I think the third level is doing it purely for Mechiro. That says the Mishmur, right in the case of Shchito, according to the Pirim Godim, Gam Yishvalik, according to the Bialoch, they didn't know right in the case of Shchito. What comes out, if the Aloch is purely for Mechiro, Like, I'm the case over there, we do not pass like Rav, only pass like Shmuel. This is that case in Miskaven, this case in Miskaven. The Kulam is the case of Mechivel and Maisa, it's also, besides for the Sugya of Ovdin Nechol, says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Loch Negeitz Fibo Eichlin is very clear. You have to make three levels over here, and you have to throw in the Shayat Sin of Tav Yoser. If you miss any of these points, you miss the boat. Sivchov is the Sugya of Derech Lichluch. Now, the Mechab brings down Yesh Mishoimer, that someone eats Tusim or May Paris. He says, Masad your face and your hands. Speaks out again, Mishmuel Magarvom. That's not a problem. I might see you calling it, because since it's not darkly lit spoil over there, therefore, Ein Miskaven is Mutter. However, again, they're putting upon the Mappa, which is Derech Litzvaya, you have a Baya over here, because you're calling it. Therefore, it says, the Mechab is Derech Zor, not to put your hands on top of the Mappa and wash your hands first. Now the Chiddush says in Mishavua, you have to realize it's Ein Miskaven, it's a psikreishu, deloy nichlei, b'mokam kilkol. It's one jabonon, again you have to realize according to the Mechaba should be that it's mutter. Yet the Mechaba being now Yesh Mishu Oimer, they come along to want to ask it over here. So we point out again beforehand that according to the Mechaba, it says there'd be Oimer, it must be something that's easy to go do, it's easy to get up and wash your hands, but maybe by my friend, everyone sees it that way, it's easy to get up and wash your hands. For this reason also says the Mechaba, let's be chayishu over here for this reason. Now, Mishmur brings down the Magarvom that says, if you can come along to be lax over here, then say the Cholpok is not put upon a red beged, because red beged is Nichle, Mash Enkin, or the beged, being Masakin. They point out, Mizman Azeh, Yish Lug, is that true? Is there any reason to be Machman a red beged? Because who says any ticket Mizman Azeh? Now, this halacha that the Mechaber comes along to be Machmer, come along to Darkin Moshe, brings down the Ogre and says, since it's Derech Lichluch, there's no reason at all to be Machmer. Brought down, Magarvom brings down the Radvaz that says to be Mekel, Gereke brings down the Cham Tzvi. And also wants to be Mekel. Meister Magarvom at the end of the day says, even though it's Radvaz, ain't Lohokel, go like the Mechaba over here. However, the Mishmur points out, since Machlokes, therefore, Mokam E, after go like the Eliyahu, Machsa Shekel, the person of the Meister can be Mekel. That means, come down, Lokal Meister, Derek, little three sheetahs. Mechaba the Meister, Magarvom Paskin to be Machmer. The those who Paskin, the Kamesha, the Radvaz says, Meister is Mutter. Mishbruah goes in between this. Heichadi, Yafshir, a person can be Mekel, otherwise the Chadchila person should be Machmer over here. Now, this halacha of Tzviya to be at the Nereisas, be Miskayim. Mishbruah brings down, let's say a person puts it on top of Barzel that stays there. But once you put your hand there, it gets easily removed. Nichol the Gedder of only the Shaito, and therefore not be Miskayim, and only even Isidra Bottom. He ends off with Mishbruah of the Machlokes Ramam versus Ravid. This whole halacha is calling something, but let's say making the die in and of itself. That is not calling something yet, is that over the Isser Tzveya? According to the Ravid, he wants Taina that Tzveya is only the final product over here, making the Dai is not even Isser Deraisa, not Shekel of the Rambam, but Loch is making the Dai itself in the Isser of Deraisa. Bez Hashem on Yoim Dalid, Roiv HaMadjus Melech, we're going to have a Bechin over here. Slach Rabbah.